T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for CLO's Summer Blockbusters, and we have a preview. Cindy Opatic joins us, and Becca Ackner. Did I get that right, ladies? Yeah, you need the microphone, Becca.
Oh, yeah,
you might want to pull that up a little bit higher. A little bit higher, Becca, so that we can...
Yeah, turn that one around.
Cindy. Don't be afraid. It really won't bite you. You have to get close to it.
All right, here we go. Now. We wait for this every year.
And we start with Grease, right?
Yes, June 7th through the 16th.
What an iconic show, and I think a lot of people know it from the movie, but it's a totally different experience when you see it on stage.
Absolutely, and it originally was a musical that they turned into a movie, mm-hmm. and is one of the top 5 highest-grossing movie musicals of all time.
And people are going to love the fact, and he's become a superstar, Pittsburgh native Billy Porter. They know his... He's everywhere now. I saw him on Oscar night.
Yeah, he's not in it, but in 1994 in the revival, he was Teen Angel.
Mm-hmm. He was Teen Angel in 94?
Yeah.
He must have been a teen as Teen Angel.
But look what happened to him now.
That's right.
And so it's all the music you love. You heard, Summer Nights, Grease Lightning.
Yeah, you got Beauty School Dropout and all those. I'm not going to sing that for you, Larry. No.
Oh, no, but sing the next one. So... Grease is followed by, go ahead, John.
Oklahoma. That's all you get. That's all you get.
Oklahoma is June 21st through the 30th, and it is Rodgers and Hammerstein's first musical together that they wrote. So.
You know, I always wondered about the corn is as high as an elephant's high. When have you ever seen an elephant in a cornfield?
Well, you know, the lyrics don't have to always make sense, but it's good when they rhyme.
But it's an interesting story. I mean, the storyline behind it, obviously it's a love story and all that stuff, but it also... was a time when the farmers and the ranchers didn't exactly get along in the plain states of our country.
Well,
and,
you know a lot about this.
Well, I played Andrew Carnes at it in college, who was the head farmer. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Head farmer. It was a long time ago.
Just for the record, John.
It's a great show.
John is not in this version of Oklahoma at the CLO.
No.
June
21st
through the 30th. Then Peter Pan. There have been many renditions of Peter Pan. What makes this one special?
I'm going to say our Peter Pan is Jen Colella, who is currently on Broadway in Come From Away, and she is a Tony-nominated actress. And
cool.
A few years ago, she did Annie, Get Your Gun for us, and she's just a wonderful performer. So that's very exciting.
And obviously, we've got Captain Hook and the alligator and all that stuff. But this show has little kids in it. Now, do you find little kids from the local area who play these roles?
Yes, they're from our CLO Academy. We have a school where we teach, music, dance, singing, acting, all those things. And so the kids in the show are from our academy.
Cool.
And they're half-price tickets for kids on certain days for Peter Pan.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Then as we get to July 23rd, it's Rock of Ages.
Oh, Rock of Ages is going to be so much fun. It's got 5 Tony Award nominations, including Best Musical, and actually ran for 6 years. Some people didn't catch it when it was out, but people are going to love it, especially here in Pittsburgh.
What's the storyline behind Rock of Ages?
It's a jukebox musical, very rock and roll. It's a story of a guy who wants to be a rock and roll star. But one of the best parts about it is it has songs in the show that everybody knows, like Paradise, Sister Christian, We're Not Gonna Take It, We Built This City. Anytime you want to sing any of those for me.
So this would be kind of, if you were a fan, if you came to see Jersey Boys and you couldn't help but sing along the whole doggone time, this is going to be that same kind of experience.
Oh, yes. We encourage it. Sort of think of when we had Mamma Mia. We had something very similar. People
Mamma
were
Mia,
singing.
Mamma Mia.
Exactly. So a lot of people singing along, but also it's a fun, upbeat rock and roll show. And I think it's going to be pleasing to a lot of different types of audiences.
Now, the end of July, you have a show coming in called Once. Give us an idea of what this is about.
Once is really special. You know, a lot of people don't know about Once, and that's one of the things I'm really excited about that we're going to have it. It's actually based on a film. So a lot of times we've got, you know, musicals based on films and the other way around. But this one got 11 Tony nominations and won 8, including Best Musical. And it's very special because the actors in the show also play the instruments. So you don't get to see that often. So you've got people doing sort of wearing all the hats, so to speak.
And it takes place in Dublin?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so are we talking about it's going to be all Irish music?
It's not going to be all Irish music, but there's definitely an Irish flair to the music.
You're going to feel like you're in the harp and fiddle?
Not exactly. Think of like Mumford and Sons meets a really beautiful romantic ballad-driven story.
Oh, that sounds
and then
like
we
fun.
Close mm-hmm. the summer season with Hello, Dolly.
With Betty Buckley, who, of course, was in Cats on Broadway
she's
with the
a big
iconic
star.
Role. Absolutely.
We're really excited. I mean, she's a legend, and the fact that we get to be a stop on the tour is very exciting. I mean, John, were you ever in Hello, Dolly?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
John was Dolly.
I mean, it needs some star power, that role. Uh-huh. So.
And you can see a lot more at pittsburghclo.org and get your tickets for the summer blockbusters, and you have some special deals, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you could see them all or package them up.
That's right. So if you want to buy a subscription, you save 30% off single tickets. But if you just want to see one, please do that.
Cindy, Becca, thank you and good luck. CLO.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.